There's still a lot to learn about the causes of depression. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Carmel Choi, clinical psychologist and assistant professor of psychology at the Harvard Medical School, takes a look inside our genes for clues.
Depression is a common condition and one of the leading causes of disability worldwide, affecting more than 1 in 5 people in their lifetime. While it's been clear for some time that genetics contribute to depression, the exact genes and biological processes involved have remained largely unknown. To address this gap, researchers from 29 countries conducted the largest genetic study of depression to date. We analyzed anonymized genetic data from over 5 million people with and without depression. It was the first study of its kind to include participants from many different ancestry backgrounds, making the findings more globally relevant. We identified 697 genetic variants, specific places along the genome that were linked to depression. Nearly 300 of these were previously unknown. Each variant contributes a small increase to the risk of depression, but together their effects add up. By incorporating new knowledge about these variants, we improved on our ability to predict an individual's depression risk. We also mapped these genetic variants to biological pathways. We found key roles for neurons in the brain, as well as regions of the brain involved in regulating emotions like the amygdala, hippocampus, and thalamus. We also identified processes like calcium signaling that may influence how neurons function in depression. Interestingly, some of the identified genes overlapped with those targeted by existing drugs, not only for depression, but also sleep disorders and pain. This opens the door to refining current treatments and repurposing existing medications to more effectively treat depression. This study underscores the strong biological basis of depression and highlights the value of large collaborative genetics research in advancing personalized and effective treatments.
That was Carmel Choi of the Harvard Medical School. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.